fall of 48 BC and stepped ashore, he was swiftly beheaded, supposedly as his children and screaming wife watched from their boat. When some days later Julius Caesar arrived in Egypt as conqueror, Ptolemy presented him with a royal gift, the severed, pickled head of Pompey the Great, along with his ring. It is said that Caesar wept at the loss of his former friend and son-in-law. Meanwhile, Cleopatra, age 21, went into hiding and devised a more ingenious way to meet the famous Roman, who was about 52 years old at the time. She rolled herself up in a rug and had her servant carry her into Caesar's private quarters. He was smitten with her. They became lovers, and in June 47 BC, a son was born to them, Ptolemy the 15th Caesarion. In 44 BC, Caesar was assassinated in Rome by a group of senators. He was succeeded by his legal heir, 17-year-old Octavian. 1 year later, another assassination took place. Mark Antony was so angry about the critical things Cicero had written and said about him in the Senate that he ordered Cicero's head and right hand cut off. These grisly items he displayed at the speaker's platform in Rome. It is said that Antony's wife at the time, Fulvia, took one of her hairpins and pierced Cicero's tongue with it.